Democratic MPs with whom you worked closely, who say you seem to be taking on the Pentagon specifically and using a huge amount of resources to take the Pentagon on. It garners a lot of attention and maybe funding. But the fact is, the people who really need your services are people who live in dictatorships and the dark and obscured corners of the world.
Like Iraq.
Like your satellite.
Like Afghanistan. So, we have a four-year publishing history. Our philosophy and our choice in publishing in the beginning was, to some degree, to spread the philosophy of James Madison to the rest of the world, which is that for people who intend to govern themselves, they must have the knowledge that they must have the power that knowledge will bring, because knowledge will always rule ignorance. And it's James Madison who was one of the principal framers of the US Bill of Rights, which includes the First Amendment. So actually, philosophically, this organization takes its heart from the American Revolution. And we set out to open the most closed societies and the most corrupt ones, because that's where we saw that we could do the most good. And we did that in quite a serious manner all over the world. But the world is completely connected. In busting Daniel Arap Moi, a man who ruled Kenya as first a hard and then a soft dictator for 18 years up until 2004, in exposing his approximately $3 billion worth of money laundering around the world. Well, was it about Kenya? Well, yes, a little bit. But where did the money go? Well, the money went into Swiss banks, the money went into London properties, the money went into London companies, the money went into a 10,000 hectare ranch in Australia, the money went into properties in New York, and in the process debased part of the Kenyan currency, making it more expensive for every Kenyan to buy things from petrol to rice, and making it cheaper for everyone in the UK and everyone in the US to buy things from Kenya. So, in fact, the whole world is connected economically when you're dealing with serious crimes or serious abuses. Now, we make a promise to our sources that we don't say, if you're a Kenyan, we'll publish your stuff. If you're from the United States, you can end up in prison. No, we have a well thought out philosophy, which is we publish material that is of diplomatic, political, ethical, or historical significance that has not been published before and is under active suppression attempt. Now, it turned out that this year, although we have published a lot of US military material over time, but this year we received over time a number of extraordinary compilations of hundreds of thousands of documents. Given that we're a small organization, what do we prioritize? Well, as an organization that is committed to the pursuit of justice, well, we have to publish first that material, which is likely to have the most significant impact. And something else that I also realized fairly early on, which is people see that we can be trusted to publish material that the Pentagon demands that we not publish, and demands in a very aggressive manner, then, in fact, we can be trusted to publish material that the government of East Timor demands to not be published.
Who's had their hand up longest? I'm trying to be fair. All right, yes, go ahead.
Hi.